She's played Alison Simmons in Grange Hill. She's been Katie in Coronation Street. We grew up with Katie in Coronation Street. And she wowed us on Strictly last year. I think she was robbed last year. She's been voted Sexiest Female of the British Soap Awards. And she's currently on stage at the Grand Opera House as Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's. It's the gorgeous Georgia May Foote.
Hello.
Lovely to have you.
That was a lovely introduction. Thank you.
Oh, but you are lovely. And do you know what I can't believe? You know, it's not that you look any older, but you're only 25 and yeah. You seem to have squeezed so much in. What age did you start acting?
I started when I was 9. I'd say like full time since I was 12. So yeah, it's like a good 16 years into the career already.
And you know, I remember you watching you grow up on Coronation Street. Yeah. And all, you know, one minute you were Katie with the pigtails, and then all of a sudden you were Katie.
I know.
Yeah, you know,
having affairs and everything.
Oh, you were a real hussy, weren't you?
Yeah, she did turn into a bit of one. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So making the move from screen, because mm-hmm. telly was your bag, and yeah. you did that for so long, that must have been quite scary.
Very scary. I think when you grow up in television and stuff, you get the second chance and everything. When you know you get a take and you go, can I do it again or something like that. And going into theatre, you have to really prove to people that no, you can do it the first time. And it was exciting, but it was also terrifying.
Now, Breakfast at Tiffany's with you as Holly Golightly is getting rave reviews.
Aww.
And you know, you need to go along and see the show. It's absolutely brilliant. And you just look so good. You know, you look so good in character.
Thank
it's almost
you.
Like the perfect character for you. Yeah. But Little Bird tells me it's the first singing role you've
yes,
done.
Yes, it's the first time I sang in front of anyone.
Believe that.
Yeah, I don't know, it's just something that makes me so nervous. And I remember when my mum and dad came to watch and I sang and I came up and I was like, was I okay? Mum was like, oh my gosh, she sings. And I was like, yes,
and
kept that one quiet.
And you know, it doesn't really matter what people say. I know people will say, oh, you don't read the reviews or don't read the reviews. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, you know, there'll be some people who like you and some people who love you and some people who absolutely say, no, she was pants. But you do read them, don't you?
Well, do you know what? I've been really lucky. I think I've had some really, really nice reviews.
Yeah.
And it is my first theatre job, so I have read them to kind of see how I'm doing and stuff. But at the same time, I kind of don't read them. I'm going off what our director says and how the production feel about it and stuff and how the audience on the night are feeling it. So that's just kind of one person's opinion out of, like, you know, nearly 800 sat
absolutely.
In a room.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's interesting, though.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, do you love it?
I do love it. I really will miss Holly when I finish. She's such a great character. She's been good fun.
Opened last night in Belfast. Mm-hmm. How was the Belfast crowd for you?
Really good. Really good. Everyone was giggling and they were really responsive, and it's a beautiful theatre. I actually was told it was designed by the same architects as who did the Blackpool Tower Ballroom, which is interesting because I danced in
you
that.
You did dance
so,
didn't
I was
you?
Like, oh yes, I can see the similarities.
Oh, get you.
But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful building.
And you've had really good audience in last night. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's that, you know, there are a few tickets left for
yes.
it. But there's a couple of matinee performances
yes,
as well on,
yeah.
I think it's Thursday
and Saturday. Yeah.
Now, it's midterm here as well.
Yeah.
So you've got lots of people that would like to go along and see it. It should be really, really good. And yeah. it just runs until Saturday.
Until Saturday night, yeah.
Yeah. So will you miss dressing up in all those gorgeous dresses?
Yeah, I mean, I've got like 23 costume changes in the show. So there's a lot of costumes, yes. I
have
know.
You got a favourite costume in it?
That
you'd sort of like to sneak out of costume
yeah.
and just sort of take home with you?
There's a yellow dress that she wears. In one of the scenes, it's when she's got a hangover, actually. She's in the bar. And yeah, she wears this yellow dress. And I always, every time I put it on, I go, I love this dress. It's a lovely, like,
so,
you know, 40s
so could,
dress. Yeah.
It could get sneaked, could it?
Maybe,
snuck,
but
snuck out.
I'm not going to admit it because they might hide it from me.
You'll just be saying, it wasn't me.
It wasn't
nothing
me.
To do
yeah.
with me. It must have been one of those listeners on Downtown Radio that came in and snuck it out. So you're enjoying being on stage?
I am, actually, yeah. I think it's so lovely to have that instant reaction from the audience. I think in television you don't obviously get that, and even when it's on telly you don't get the reaction unless you're sat in the room with someone watching it. So to have a reaction from the things that you say and at the end of the play when everyone's clapping, it's lovely. It really is. It's
no
really nice.
I have to talk to you about Strictly.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought you were so amazing on
thank
your waltz
you.
And then what was the one you did at Halloween?
The tango.
Yeah.
I
mean, did you get 4 tens for that?
No, I didn't. I think I got 9s. I think it might have been 3 9s and an 8. I think, I can't remember. I remember it was called Queen of Halloween, which was like the best thing ever.
Queen of Halloween. Yeah. So you're too pretty for Halloween. Oh. But you're watching it this year.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I've got some friends in it this year. So definitely supporting them all, which is lovely.
Now, Giovanni and Laura dancing, what do you reckon?
I think they're doing really well. I think you know, all the couples on there are doing really well this year. Everyone's really good. So, yeah, I think it's a tough competition.
And Daisy Lou, I think you and Daisy are quite friendly, aren't
you?
Yeah,
Daisy's like one of my best friends. She's like my big sister. I absolutely love her to bits. And I think she's incredible. So, definitely should be voting for Daisy this year.
Now, sometimes as a viewer, I watch it and they do a bit, it does get a bit sickly sweet for me with, you know, the Strictly family and everybody loves each other.
Oh,
is it
so
like
true,
that?
Though? Yes. I mean, I don't know what this year's like. I think each year's different. But I know when I was on it, we still have our WhatsApp group from that, all the celebs on it last year. And we're all really good friends. And all the cast and the crew and just the production team, everybody is so close and such good friends. And I think because you're all so emotionally, like,
yeah,
you're so emotional.
Yeah, emotional. Yeah, that's one
it
way to describe
it.
It makes
you so emotional, that show. I think you all kind of attached to each other in a way of needing each other, and it's just so lovely. Like,
and you do
ever.
Get when you're dancing in that sort of proximity to someone and also spending so much time with them, you do get so close, don't you?
Yeah, I think you, like, everyone becomes such good friends. I know, like, you know, there's friendships form from dance couples that you wouldn't imagine, like, ever. Like, I think Jeremy Vine and Karen are
and
still really good
looking
friends.
At you, I'm looking at you, and the old romance as well, you know. But
it does happen.
It happens.
It's just that, like, it's such a great show. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. And have you got a winner in mind? Are you getting any chance to watch it?
Well, I try and watch it before I go on, and then I end up having to, like, YouTube the rest of the videos afterwards. I don't know who's going to win this year. I think it's really, really tough.
There's some really good dancers in there. Yeah. Some of the boys are brilliant.
Yeah, I think there's a
is it Danny?
Like, Danny's brilliant. Yeah, him and Oti have got, they're so good together dancing.
If Louis Walsh was on there, he'd say, "You look like a dancer. You move like a dancer. You are a dancer." I think they should bring Louis Walsh over onto that. Well, listen, Georgia, it's lovely to have
you
in the studio. Do come back and see us again soon. And you can catch Georgia at Breakfast and Tiffany's on stage at the Grand Opera House, Hollygoodlightly. I think you just suit the role well. And do come back in and see us. It runs until Saturday and there are a few tickets left for the matinees. A few tickets in between for the others as well. But the matinees, those are the ones to go for
definitely.
If you're going to go. All right, lovely to have
you
in the studio.
Thank you so much.